Pretty good.
My boys told me that they talked to you this morning. I thought I would call you. First, I want to thank you for what you did yesterday. Second, I met with Bill Wirtz, and he said you were very, very helpful, nice to him, that he got jerked in there on 10 minutes' notice, and that he thought getting into a little war politics. But we had the Attorney General and David Ginsburg and the best people that we had, John Douglas, Senator Douglas. Boy, he was an awfully good lawyer. And we went over it way late into the night. Now, Dirksen and Mansfield indicated that they're going to take a look at it this morning. They tell me that the resolution reported out is ridiculous, that I can wreck any company in the country or any union under it, that the president has complete discretion, that somebody wrote in longhand, they got a photostat of it, at his discretion, and that he has no standards, that you point out all the standards in the first page. But then when you transfer them into the president, you don't transfer the standards. You just say that the president goes ahead and makes the finding, because they were so anxious to put me in the problem.
That's right.
That they don't give me any standards to act by. Therefore, I can operate an airline on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and I can take over Northwest and not take over Eastern. And that the companies think I could wreck them if I were a mean, arrogant power president like Bill Fulbright says.
Yeah.
And we don't want that kind of authority. Now, they have worked through the night, and they've got polished the Morse thing that has the Congress make the finding that these folks ought to go back to work, and that they ought to work not to exceed 180 days, and that sets the proper standards for it. And if they're going to pass anything, This ought to be passed. Nearly everyone we've talked to in the Senate thinks so. I'm in a position of not wanting to say next week when I sit down with them or when Wirtz does that I have passed a resolution breaking the strike. It's pretty hard to mediate one
right, when
you have done that. A second thing is, I don't want to have every labor man in Alabama and in Oregon and in New York, when I walk in there, say he's a man that recommended breaking that strike. He's the one that did it. If it's a bipartisan vote of Congress, the Republicans have told me what to do. And I'm not up there singly and alone. But if they pass it and say I make the finding and I decide how long and I do everything else, every demagogue like Britting in Detroit will point it up and say that I'm the bastard and try to get labor to vote against us. I'll just defeat a bunch of poor folks that have difficulties. Now, I don't care. I'm not running, not going to be running. Now, I've got plenty of guts to do it. I voted for Taft-Hartley and voted to override the veto. I just don't think it's wise, though, and I think that we can pull these boys in line. They've acted awful hot-headed, but we can handle this thing the right way. But the vote was 8-8, they tell me there yesterday.
That's right.
I don't understand a fellow like Jennings, what got wrong with him. And Pete Williams told us he was with us 100%.
He didn't vote with us.
Who's had his proxy? They said he had a proxy.
He finally arrived late. He got there late, but he let Clark and those fellows vote him. But he did.
Let who vote him?
Let Clark, and Clark was the leader of the other side, Clark and the candidates.
Who is Clark?
Clark.
Now, what is motivating Joe in the matter? Why does he feel this is better than the Morse resolution? Is he anti Morse, anti Johnson, or Warner? Is he playing politics with me?
I think he's playing politics.
Well, why is he against me?
You can just say, well, all we did was we just gave the president this authority. It's up to him to act.
But the labor unions all much prefer the other one.
Well, I think that's true, too. But
Meany told me that anybody that voted for the Clark thing would be anti-labor the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said. That's what B. Miller's telling him. Joe Byrne told me that. They personally told me yesterday they are viciously against the Clark proposal. They're not far advocating anything because labor does. But they say if you're going to have something, have the Railway Labor Act standards, which you've already had and been on the books for a long time, and just renew them.
Did they make that position known?
Oh, hell yes. And they called him and talked to him. He said Clark was insolent. B. Miller told me Clark just gave him hell. Said Teddy Kennedy said, we want to put the president on the spot.
Mm-hmm. Well, when Teddy Kennedy said that, he was telling the truth. That's what he had in mind, but now I think...
But that's not going to help the Democratic Party. Okay. And they want to be Democrats. I'm not running. It's not a damn thing to me.
That's right.
Just want to give me a little personal misery.
Well, I don't know, but take Jennings Randolph. Why the devil he do like he did? Your man Ralph Yarber from Texas.
Well, but Ralph voted for the Morris thing, 8-8. And he had to vote for something when he's over with, I guess, but he voted for us.
He voted for the Morris thing, but then when it's over with, he went down the line for us.
Well, I guess he's afraid not to report something.
Well, maybe so.
Texas is pretty wild on this thing. They want to eat him up, blood raw.
Mm-hmm.
And my guess is that he told us that he preferred the Morris thing because it kept him on railroad labor standards and stuff, but that he'd vote with us, and he did. Then when that failed...
That failed, he voted the other way.
Well, anyway, I hope you get with Mike and try to see if we can that we... I guess Morris is not too popular and people not likely to follow him, but the airlines all say that they'll talk to every district they cover.
Good.
They don't want any president to have the power to operate their airline without any direction from the Congress, without any standard. The labor unions say they will do the same thing. So if both sides feel that way about it, and the president feels that way, and Speaker and McCormick say, and Ford have all agreed, McCormick, Albert and Ford met with Dirksen and Mansfield. McCormick couldn't come, but Albert represented him. And they said that they would not handle the one that was reported, that they would take up the railway labor one because they'd handled it before and they had standards and so forth. So it seems to me if all the airlines are for it, for the substitute, if all the unions for it, if all the members of the House are for it, and if you had an 8-8 vote between the committee, and if Dirksen and Mansfield are both for it, with a little work with our southern friends pointing out that not a single airline wants the president to just have the right to run their company and take it away from them. It seems to me we could get that substitute, and then if we're going to have anything, that's what we'd prefer to have.
Well,
I think if you pass the Morris resolution, my judgment is we can settle the thing before it gets to the House.
Well, I would think so.
What we could do, I think, is just say to them, now, fellas, they're going to get this. And why don't you come back here voluntarily and do some of these things?
Well, I hope and think you're right about that. Well, I'll work with Mike Mansfield and do all I can.
And Lester, you tell our southern boys from the standpoint of the carriers that no president ought to have the authority to seize one airline and not the other one and operate one. Nick Katzenbach says I can operate Monday, Wednesday, and Friday and no other days. I can operate for 30 days and then stop for 40 days.
I understand.
And he just says that first your standards you spell out, you don't legislate into the president. You just have a lot of rhetoric, but
that's
you don't
right.
carry him into it. And said Clark's just got it screwed up good.
Well,
and then he says the president has complete discretion. So that just lets him out on anything. If he
right.
decides he wants to murder somebody, they say, well, he had discretion. We told him he could do it. And Nick says that's very bad to ever leave it that way. So Nick will explain it to anybody. He did explain it to Mansfield and Dirksen last night. And I think I don't want to be calling anybody. I'm just calling you, and I don't want to be in this thing because I don't want labor to say that I'm trying to lobby one way or another. I don't want the authority. I'm not recommending it. But if you're going to do it, I want this kind. And if you'll protect me on it and help me, I'll appreciate it.
Well, I'll help you on the canvas, but I'll be back to it.
Thank you.
Good pleasure.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.